Jesus, whoa! They won't stay asleep through this one. Jesus talks that he is the vine and those who follow him are the branches. And then Jesus also, oh, come on, now my slides aren't even working. Well, we're going to cancel this year's confirmation service. There we go. If you're not a member of Grace, just so you know, I'm going on sabbatical for 3 months, literally, after this service. So I have to make it through this service before I can do that. So Jesus tells the parable of the sower, where who goes out and he throws the seed, and the seed lands on different kinds of ground, and in some ground it bears fruit, but in others it doesn't. This is all important for us as Christians. This whole idea of bearing fruit is crucial to us as we talk about being grounded. It is also an important thing that we have a life, we have a faith that is on solid ground. That is so crucial to us as Christians. Who of us wants to live a life that comes crashing down all around us? Now, most of us probably know someone who has a life like that, that just comes falling down. That is not what God wants from his people. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to get through this, folks, one way or another. This is a day all about promises. Promises made and promises kept. And this is a day that finds its very source in baptism. This is a day all about baptism. Because for Christians, baptism is much more than just a cute little ceremony that you get to go through with the baby. Baptism for us is about power, it is about grounding, and it is about promises. Because baptism for us is about living a life where you grow in your faith. It is all about that journey we take. Baptism's not some magic inoculation, like you get a shot in the arm, you get baptized, and you're good, protected against sin and all those bad things for the rest of your life. It doesn't work that way. Baptism is like building a house. It is laying those bricks each and every day as we grow in faith in what it means to be a servant of God. And today is affirmation of baptism day. Today is the day when our ninth graders stand up and make their yes to the promises that were made to them at their baptism. It is not an end to their faith. This is not graduation from church Sunday, even though they get pretty robes and flowers and a ceremony. This is but the next step in your journey of faith. And our faith is like an instruction manual that helps us grow each and every day. The word catechism literally means instruction. And we who are baptized in Jesus Christ, we live each day walking in that baptism and in the promises of those baptisms. That's why Psalm 1 is such an important psalm for us, because Psalm 1 gives us the foundation of how we are to live as the people of God. The psalmist, as he lays out what all the psalms, all 149 that follow, are all about, he tells us that happy are those who don't follow in the ways of the wicked. We get lots of advice in our lives. We get good advice. We get bad advice. Not all the things we think are good for us. Sometimes we ourselves have very, very bad advice. The psalmist gives praise to those who do not follow in the path of sinners. They don't take a seat where scoffers are seated. That is not where they are to be found. Those who are like that, their delight is in the law of the Lord. God's word's not just a bunch of rules they have to follow or else. It's not like a traffic speed limit sign where you better do that or something's going to happen to you not going to like. Walking in the ways of the Lord is a delight to them. They like it. They know it is good for them. We are told that they meditate on God's word day and night. God is central to them. Now think about the things which are on your mind all the time. All of us have things that are on our mind all the time. Some of them are very powerful and uplifting. We hope today it's moms are on your mind all day long. But we also know that in our minds we have thoughts that are not good, that are not helpful. Those are not to be in our mind. We are to drive those out as we are those who make God's word at the center of our hearts. The most famous passage about this is in Deuteronomy chapter 6, where after God gives his people the great commandment, you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. God tells his people, here's how I want you to remember this commandment. I want you to tell it, to have your kids recite it to you when you're in bed and when you're not in bed, when you're home, when you're not at home, and otherwise all the time. God said to his people, I want you to take this verse and keep it on your forehead and on your arms. And many Jews to this day, they actually put that verse, you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, in a little box which they tie around their forehead, which they tie around their arms, as a way to make sure they truly do remember what God says. Someone who lives like this, says the psalmist, is planted by the streams of water. They grow strong and they put down deep roots. The author of 1 John tells us this same thing when he holds up four words that we need to keep in mind as the people of God. The first is belief. He says that everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And then he talks about love, and he says, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. And then he talks about knowledge, and he says that by this we know that we love the children of God. Now, again, in the Bible, knowing is not just knowing stuff. It's not just like knowing that the capital of Wisconsin is Manitowoc. It's not that kind of stuff. In the Bible, the idea of knowing is deep and abiding. The word for knowing is also used of the intimate relationship between spouses. It's that deep and that intimate. In the same way, trees planted by the streams, they have these deep, deep roots that help them to grow. And then after we do all those things, then we obey. Then we obey God's word because we know what is good for us. We know what is holy, and we know what is right. And who is it? Who is it that we are to believe in, love, know, and obey? Well, as Christians, it is Jesus Christ, the one who made the ultimate sacrifice for us, the one who gave us the greatest promise of salvation. Our faith, it's not simple. It's not a cluttered kind of belief. We are to give everything we have to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus, on the last night of his life, he prayed for his disciples that they would be sanctified, that they would be sanctified and kept in God's truth. And there too, sanctification, it's not a one-time thing. It's a process. We become holy. That's what the word sanctification means. We have this process by which we grow in faith and life. Just like a tree doesn't spring up overnight. It grows slowly. It's a process just like someone building a house. It takes time to build the house. It's a process like a vine growing and putting out branches. It's a process like seeds that are sown into the ground. They don't just spring up instantly. They take time to grow. Our Christian faith is a road down which we travel. It is a journey that will take us our entire lives. Our Christian faith is walking in the shoes of Jesus, following the one who came to those disciples 2,000 years ago and said, "Follow me, and I will teach you to catch people." And this journey for all of us, it starts at our baptisms. And it begins to take a new step today with these promises our young people make. Because today we call Affirmation of Baptism Today, Baptism Day. Today, these 12 young people, they are saying yes to the promises that their parents and sponsors made for them years ago at their baptisms. There are three promises that they make today. And we work on these promises all the time, don't we? You wouldn't think it was really hard to keep three simple promises in your mind, but every year for confirmands, for some reason, it's a struggle. So I've made it even simpler than the sheets I used to give you. Words starting with S to help us remember what the promises are. First off, you promise that you're going to stay strong in Jesus Christ. You promise today that you will be rooted right here in the Church of Jesus Christ. You promise that you will meditate on God's word as part of the church. You promise that you will come here to be nourished at the Lord's table. You promise that you will be with other Christians. You will continue to be with other Christians as you grow in faith. Promise two, you promise that you're going to share. And what will you share? Well, here's what you're going to share. You will share in love, word, and deed. We all promise as Christians, those of us who've made these promises in the past, okay, we've made these same promises. We promise that by the things we say and the things we do, people will actually know we're a Christian. They will know we belong to Jesus Christ. They will know we live for him. And then finally, you promise that you're going to serve, that you won't live a life that is selfish, because far too many people in this world live lives that are just for me. But Christians are called to follow the greatest servant in history. And that's why, for those of you who are visiting today, at Grace in our confirmation program, our young people do a lot of serving. They have service projects as a class. Our ninth graders, we have them what we lovingly call their mandatory volunteer project. Heard last week at my Habitat for Humanity training a new word called voluntold. But where each year our ninth graders, they come up with a project where they give at least 10 hours of their time in service to others, which is really important because we have to practice being servants. This year's class, and I have to brag about this year's class a little bit. Back in February, we were doing a class on sharing and stewardship. And we said, what could we do as a class? And the members of this class raised the issue of a friend of theirs whose mother had cancer. And they said, can we do something to help this family? They don't go to our church. And so they put together the idea of a bake sale. So back in March, we had 11 of our 12 kids could make it that night. They brought 12 friends. We had 23 kids here. And they spent the night baking. They burned brownies to death, but they also made some really wonderful things. And that weekend, we had a bake sale, and they raised $550, which they then gave to this family. And I shared with all of you the thank you card that the family sent to us. Okay? That is what servanthood is all about. And you will have so many other opportunities to serve in your lives. So remember to continue to do that. Because remember this, you're not done yet. As I said, this is not graduation from church. This is but the next step in your journey of faith. For me, I made my affirmation promises on May 16th, 1971, 47 years ago this week. I try to continue to lead those promises, to live them out in my lives, because we're not done yet. And moms and dads, you are not done yet. Almost every year, we have a confirmation student or two who they make the promises and we never see them again. And almost inevitably, the reason we don't see them again is because we don't see mom and dad again. They think, I'm done. I've kept my confirmation my baptismal promises. I got my kid through confirmation. We're done with church. It doesn't work that way, folks. The trees are not mature yet, okay? The young people are not adults yet. I visited my mom this last week, and my mom is 95 and a half years old. And you know what? She still has to be a mom to her 61-year-old baby boy. She's not done yet being a mom. I had the privilege of worshiping with my mom last week. I don't know how many more times I get to do that. It is a privilege and an honor, parents, to continue in this all-important journey of helping your young people into adulthood as Christians. So realize that. Realize how important that is, and may we all keep these promises. Because God's pretty big on promises. And God takes the promises he makes to us very seriously, and God takes the promises we make to him and to others very seriously as well. Because it's pretty simple. God doesn't want us to end up as a tree like this. That tree does no one any good for anything. Like the psalmist says, God wants us to be a tree like that, bearing good fruit with deep roots that spread out, that make life a joy for others. And ninth graders, as you go forward to become that kind of tree, you're growing there, but you're not there yet. Remember that you go forward in the promise of Jesus Christ, who promised that he would be with you always to the end of the age, just as he has promised all of us the same thing. And it all begins in the waters of baptism. It all begins there. So may we all, not just our confirmands, but all of us who are baptized in Jesus Christ, may we be nourished daily by God's word. May we be led daily by God's Holy Spirit. And may we live daily by the promises made for us and the promises we make for others. Amen. I made it through the sermon. Let's continue.